Blog Talk Radio.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama. Together you got smooth drama.
All right, welcome to Smooth Drama with your host, Dick Hugger, and my special guest host tonight, Benita Vajayjay. Hey, Mr.
Vajayjay. Hey, Dick, how you doing?
I'm good. How you doing?
I'm great. Thanks for having me on with you tonight.
Oh, thanks for coming on. I mean, who could say no to Vajayjay?
Yeah, and a Benita Vajayjay.
Exactly. Forget Benita Applebum. We got Benita Vajayjay. So, we got a good show for you tonight. As always, we're going to submit some smooth drama out for you. We want you to give us a call at 646-929-0037. Once again, I want to hear from you. 646-929-2037. And if you got some... Ladies, if you got some phone shots, you want to shoot them out to me, or are you just scared to call and you want to put something out there, you can always email me, dick@smoothdrama.com. That's dick@smoothdrama.com. And last but not least, to keep up with us, to see what's going on smooth drama-wise, text the word smooth drama to the number 41411. That way you can keep up with us, and on the low, we can keep up with you.
There it is.
Scary, huh?
Well,
unfortunately, I got to come on the air after a Lakers win. I'm hating.
Well, I can't even believe that, considering where you are.
But, hey, just because I'm on the West Coast don't mean that I'm a Laker fan. It ain't going down like that.
Well, that just means you're nobody likes Slizzy Bryant anyway.
Exactly. Yeah. That's where I'm coming from.
That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
I hate the comparison of that dude to Jordan. I'm like, is that a real comparison? Can we have another conversation? I really don't even think that's a conversation.
Man, he ain't. Sorry. Ain't even hold Jordan's skinny shoe. Talk
man.
About Harrison to Jordan, please.
Okay, you can't even tie that dude's laces down somewhere.
Right, I'm with you. I am definitely with you. But, you know, folks will tell you otherwise. Kobe can score. Kobe can score. Kobe's nice. Yeah. I'm just going to say that one... As always, he violated man law. Two, that photo shoot, the photo shoot sealed the deal. If you, anybody who saw that photo shoot, hey.
I thought for a second it was Photoshop. I was like, surely this isn't real. This is the gayest. Is he trying to destroy himself completely?
Well,
is he not doing that?
You got to remember, homie was a born. So he's got that classic European style.
You said he was born in Europe.
Yeah, he was born in Italy.
Well, I'm just saying that's no excuse. I mean, being born somewhere and...
Well, raised there. Anyway, he's European at heart, and so tight white shorts and stuff like that. That's what they do, man purses, all that. It's one of the reasons why I watch the BBC channel. You know, BBC channel is like that for me because, you know, they're European, watching Europeans sometimes just make me laugh.
You're right. They have a PBS show that kind of cracks me up.
Yeah. Yeah, they're just funny for no reason whatsoever. And you just talking, I just start laughing. I know it's wrong to say that, you know. No disrespect, but y'all kind of make me laugh when I watch y'all.
Yeah, it's kind of comedic.
Something that didn't make me laugh, though, you know.
What?
Gary Coleman's parents. As everyone knows, Gary Coleman from Different Strokes. What you talking about, Mr. Willis? He died of a brain hemorrhage last week. And he was supposed to have a funeral this week. But, unfortunately, it's been canceled because Sue and Willie Coleman, his parents that he ain't talking to, ain't been talking to, they plan on filing an action lawsuit for control of their son's remains. These so-called...
What are you talking about, Willie?
Yeah, exactly. These so-called grieving parents, they want the body delivered to his birthplace in Illinois. And I'm sorry, but for anybody who doesn't know, you know, these are the parents who took the majority of his money, as he was making up to $100,000 per episode on Different Strokes, and they basically broke him.
No, I remember the story well. I mean, the truth is, it's kind of similar to the Anna Nicole story as far as her mother coming in at the end. They knew damn well that they didn't have a relationship.
Right.
So, well, that's her dad. Leave him alone.
Right.
They didn't like you. They didn't like you, Clifford.
Well, I mean, it's not similar, but it's similar to a story I talked about last month where there was a couple who had gave away their kid. And, The kid is dead. The grandma was raising him, and now all of a sudden, the parents are fighting over a kid that neither one of them had anything to do with. Now this right here, I mean, your son's dead. You had no relationship with your son, but you're suing over the rights to his body. I mean, or are you really suing over his rights so that you can make more money off of him in his death?
Well, of course it's to make more money in his death. They didn't like him either, apparently.
Right. I mean, it's really bad.
It would piss your own child.
Right. You know, it's one of the more tragic child stories. You know, all homie was looking for was a little love from his people. But, you know, could never get it from his own damn parents. His own parents was robbing him. Blind.
Money changes people. And it looks like it still is.
Well, I don't think they're changing.
No, I guess it is pretty much the same. But it's just sad because maybe they took a break because they got tired of him, you know, actually fighting them. Now they know that they can win. They don't have to fight him anymore.
Well,
it's a truly sad story to as far as being a child actor, because you grow up loving them and thinking that they have this great, wonderful life, and then they end up being nuttier than a fruit kid.
Yeah, and you know, they fall from the fruit crate tree.
Okay.
You can't be shocked.
You can't be.
Yeah. So,
here's a kicker. Who would have thought that Willis would be the last one?
Yeah, I know, huh? Think about it. The craziest, so-called nuttiest one is the one that's still kicking.
Yeah, still here.
Funny how life goes.
We need to try to get Gary Coleman's parents on.
So I can cuss them out for him.
Yeah.
He can possess me.
It'd be nice to him at first.
Yeah. I can't even... Why? There's nothing nice to say about them.
No.
There's nothing nice to say. Look, y'all some gold-digging-ass parents. You fucked your kid all up, and now in his death, you're still trying to fuck over him. Just let him lay to rest. You know,
let
go back to, you know, robbing and stealing other folks, your own blood. That's it.
It's not as easy.
Yeah, I know, huh? If people don't trust me, see their ass coming 1,000 miles away.
Boy, if you did that to your baby, then what for you?
Exactly. Well,
yeah.
I don't want to start off with all this bad negative talk. I want to talk about something that could benefit society here.
Okay, what you got?
Unemployed people out there, BP, the oil giant, the one with the oil spill, they are hiring.
Wow. They can afford to hire people?
Hey, BP is hiring about 4,500 people in Alabama, Mississippi, and Florida area.
Well, what kind of insurance are they providing as far as health and life? Because ultimately they're going to die from being in oil, right?
Hey, those are minor details. We talking about $18 an hour. About dying and health insurance and all that. No, that's not the issue here.
$18
an hour.
They'll clean up our mess that we knew we were going to do anyway.
Pretty much.
Yeah. All the technology and that oil still hasn't stopped. There's still gallons. How many gallons is it per day? Is it 200?
Well, what they said was BP came out with a statement saying, hey, you know what? We cleared it up. Unfortunately, there are some scientists who came out and said, nah, you actually didn't. You're misleading that the little containment thing. They said they've caught up to 200,000 barrels with their containment unit, but scientists say, well, we haven't seen any images supporting that, so we're back at square one.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
Supposedly they stopped it, but that has nothing to do with all the oil that's spilled out into the Gulf of Mexico since April 20th.
Mm-hmm. And what's today?
It's June 8th. So we've been leaking. It's sort of like the earth been bleeding for a month and a half.
Kind of like that. Kind of similar to that.
Yeah.
The effects of it we're really going to feel it. I wonder where we're going to import all the seafood from. China, I wonder if they'll try to kill us or if
Are you saying the Chinese are going to try to kill us by importing some poison food?
I'm not eating no more fish.
Yeah. I mean, we can talk about eating fish, but as far as the food chain goes, things that eat fish are on land. I mean, we talking about drinking water. Ruin fresh water supply. I mean, although the Gulf of Mexico wasn't fresh water, but still, it's going to spill into the land and the birds and everything else in those areas.
Mm-hmm.
And what made it worse is there's one of the dispersal agents to disperse the oil was a chemical called Corexit, which is very toxic to humans. But,
wow.
No biggie.
Not at all.
So, if you're down in Alabama, Mississippi, and Florida, big shout out to Florida, as always. You can get you some work.
Don't take a shower or drink the water, though.
Hey, also, advisor, you can get $32 an hour.
Hmm.
Yeah. Now I'm wondering, I could be a supervisor from the tent.
Well, yeah, because you're not gonna have to be hands on. You just send the other guys out. then more than likely you won't die as quickly from ingesting the fumes.
You don't think?
Depending more, so hey, might be worth it.
Well, so, are we going on a road trip?
I think we should. Where do you want to stop? I think let's go to Florida. That might be, you know, a little bit further out, and so we might have a better chance. If we go straight to, you know, Mississippi.
Yeah, if we go to Mississippi, it's probably worse than Mississippi than it is in Florida.
Yeah.
But the last residuals would be in Florida. But Florida is where they got them pythons and all that stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
And the gators.
They dip. Yeah, so.
So we talking about I'm cleaning out water, and a gator could jump out and get my ass.
True.
That's
you got to weigh it. I'm teeter-tottering there. I'm not sure.
Yeah. Well, I'm saying we weighing it more toxic in Mississippi and Alabama.
Yeah.
Against
the running gators.
Right. Less, you know, it's less toxic. I mean, so you just have to be wary of the pythons and the gators.
Do they have anacondas? No, that's
Well, no, they have the pythons, but they may have some anacondas. You know,
if they do have some, they're going to definitely come inland now.
Yeah.
And we'll see.
Yeah, to get away from to definitely get away from the oil and stuff, and plus all the food will be going inland also. Man.
Not the time.
You're just creating some bad scenarios there. I didn't even think about that.
Hey, I didn't create it. This is VP creating it. And you know what? Obama's going to kick their ass, just so you know.
Oh, he going to put on the gloves or he going to go barefisted?
I'm not sure which way he's going to do it, but his ass kicking is going to take place. So we'll see. He's the first president to say that, so we'll see.
Wow. Well. Yeah, but you know they told him that he had to say that, right?
Oh, huge publicity stunt. But hey, thumbs up for going for it.
Yeah, but you think he's going to knuckle up, though?
He ain't going to do nothing. 6 weeks later? It took you 6 weeks to say, oh, whose ass do I need to kick?
Right. I'm like, and
he was VP.
Yeah, if he does hit him, he's going to get sued. So,
what you going to really do?
Can you sue the president? If he
punches? Well, something better is
something better. True. Yeah, they probably
will
put him in jail, too.
He is black.
Yeah, I wasn't going to try to go there. Yeah, I'm in racial rehab. Racial rehab. I'm trying not to say it.
I'm telling the truth. I mean, the angry black man, you was the cool, peaceful one. He may have lost some fans.
Yeah, I know, huh?
You never know.
Yeah, he might have lost the three he had left.
Yeah, at this point.
Yeah. The funny thing, as we all know, is most folks was talking about, oh, Obama, things are going to change. You know, we're going to stop war. He got the Nobel Peace Prize. I'm still trying to figure
for that. For saying that he was going to create peace.
Right.
Now, that was the weird thing. I was like, you know, MLK, Dalai Lama, all these people seem to have really done since the, you know, Mother Teresa. But I can't figure out what he's done. Do you get one on a promise. That's what it is. You make a promise, and then the biggest prize that the world gives out, can go to you. Because you said that it was going to happen, and you know, we ain't seen nothing.
He said he was going to stop the war in Iraq, which he did. He just transferred everybody to Afghanistan.
Afghanistan, because they're looking in the cave for Osama, right?
No, hey.
Okay.
Who?
Who's in the cave?
They got the
number three man. Did they already
get him out? Hey, last week they got the number three man.
They're smoking him out. They're smoking them out.
Yeah, it used to be they get the number two guy. Now they got the number three guy.
Pistons at that time. Can we get the number one guy? Nobody remembers two or three. We remember number one.
Number one?
Nobody remembers two or three.
But why go for number one when you can cripple him by getting 2 through 10?
If you're not first, you're last.
Exactly. Well, no. You made me say that wrong. You know, the first shall be last, not the last shall be first. Come on. Or something like that.
I'm sorry, I'm quoting Bobby and Ricky off of Movie.
It's all
right. You know
what I'm
talking about.
Yeah, it's all right. No, but see, we making progress. It's just number two. It used to be everybody was trying not to be number two. So they said, well, I'm number three. Now, they flipped the script on their ass and said, okay, we're going to take down number three. So it just put fear through the whole organization. It's like, oh, shit, I don't have to be number two to be taken out. I think that's psychological there. That's gangster.
I don't think he never threw him.
What you saying? Think about it.
I don't think he never threw him. I think they're all friends, and he, number two, just pissed somebody off in the organization, so he had to be deleted. It's not necessary that they're really trying to impress us by getting anybody. There's no war on terrorism, but it's a nice act.
What? Why are you saying such things? There's no war on terrorism. We are fighting hard every day to keep the American citizens safe. No?
I can appreciate, you know, our news media telling us that and our government telling us that. But as far as there being a real threat, no.
Hold on, man. How many cases in coolers they got to pick up in New York City for you to recognize that there's a threat?
I can use the threat. I think it may have actually been started by, maybe we shouldn't talk about this right now.
Well, on that note, we gonna back away from that. We're going to take a little small commercial break, and we'll be right back.
Let's take one.
Together you got to move from the
Welcome back to Smooth Drama with your host, Dick Hugger, and my special guest.
And Benita.
Say it again.
Benita. Benita Vajayjay.
Hey.
That's Miss Vajayjay.
Miss Vajayjay. You're going to get it right.
Okay.
Now, moving on. Now, you know, a lot of people are into this social networking. You know, of course, we have our own Smooth Drama social network, but, you know, a lot of people are into the social networks, and y'all put your whole life stories out there, good and bad. Well, there's a report out there where divorce lawyers are catching cheaters on Facebook, MySpace. You know, as you know, a lot of people, they post the hugging and kissing photos online, and as always, your friends and friends of your friends can see everything that you've done, and vice versa, everybody can see your friends. So if you got something going on with one of your friends, everybody sees that. Everybody can go to that page. Everybody can see these photos. Well, divorce attorneys are using these social media sites to get evidence on your ass.
I've seen it.
Yeah. Which is kind of funny. Now, on top of that, there's also...
it's pretty dumb.
Yeah. Well,
that makes it funny.
Well, I think it's hilarious because, you know, people who put their whole lives on there, and then wonder why they get strange calls and people all over them and you get inquiries from strangers, you should not be shocked by that.
I can understand that. I can understand that. But it was funny because, like, I think, because I happen to have one. And on mine, there was a comment about my phone number. I have never received a call. They don't really, 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 you know, message me, I don't think.
Well,
I don't think
hacker,
the people usually randomly, you can block all of that stuff. It's not like you can just Google it and pull it up and see a status update or a message. Or you can message your poke, but you cannot just call because that's not up there for the public. That's up there for friends only. That's not even up there for friends of friends. And if you set up your private setting, privacy settings properly, you ain't got to worry about it.
Well, so, that's the thing. A lot of people don't know that. A lot of people just go on there and they tweak nothing.
Wow.
And so this is why you have that whole privacy issues. I mean, because you actually have to personally do it. You can't just assume that Facebook is out to protect your privacy. No, Facebook is out to just get you on there. And MySpace and Twitter and everybody else, they just want you on their social network. All the rest of it, you have to handle yourself.
Absolutely.
And that's the thing. People have been enabled in the day of the computer age to be lazy. They figure the computer gonna do everything for them, which is the exact opposite.
That's all being smarter than your equipment.
Well, your equipment.
Sorry.
No, go ahead. I was gonna say the equipment is dumb as fuck.
Your
computer just turns on. What you do with it is up to you.
Absolutely.
I mean, well, another case in point. There's a police dispatcher who could lose her job because of what she posted on Facebook. You know, she was off duty and she wrote that she was addicted to prescription drugs as well as marijuana. She said she did it as a joke.
Okay. Well, so was she drug tested?
She's had some incidents before. So for her to make those blanket statements, it kind of doesn't help her. But I have an issue with it because it's a twofold deal. Because I think that off work, something that I'm doing in the privacy of my home that may not be illegal, even if I just wrote about it in the email and you read it, I don't think that that's grounds for you to be fired or should be fired. You know, I'm thinking that we're coming to a place in our history where we're going to have to define what our constitutional rights as far as the intellectual properties on the internet go.
I can understand that. Yeah. But it was clear cut if we wrote a letter to someone and said, hey, I'm strung out on this or I'm on that, there would have been room for concern. I mean, they could have given that letter to the police and then they'd run up in your house. So really and truly, the thing is just having some etiquette and mannerisms to know what to say and what not to say to everybody. But whatever. You know, I think people should be able to say what they want to say, but why are you going to get yourself in trouble? I mean, people won't talk about you anyway. Why are you giving them something to talk about? I don't know. Maybe it's just being in the middle America, but it's just being kind of ignorant to just get on there and just say,
as far as just America, period, I mean, it's an epidemic that is a very serious serious problem. You know, because with the internet, everybody's entwined. I mean, you're entwined with people in their lives that you're like 5,000 miles away from. You know, you have people who have intimate relationships and whatnot with people that they've never seen live in their life, and they may never see. I mean, they can know each other for years, but have never actually shaken a hand or given a hug or anything like that. And so when we talk about people who have this, I want to say symbiotic bond or whatnot with people that they've never met, it's like, what is crossing the line? Should this person be suspended or liable to be suspended because she said something stupid on the internet?
If she was stupid enough to have people on there from her job as her friend and then still say that, then really, maybe. I mean, that was kind of an oopsie, but there may be a consequence for your oopsie. And maybe you need to move on.
Yeah? Well.
I don't know. I'm going to tell you, there was one instance that I heard of that actually made national news. And it was kind of funny to me because this couple had announced that they were going to some kind of concert or whatever, the location of the concert, you know. So someone that had gone to high school with the girl, someone randomly, she hadn't seen in about 15 years, came in and robbed her. Now, the only reason she knew that it was that person was because she had set up cameras in her house, or her boyfriend, her husband, whomever, significant other, had set up cameras because they were trying to sell the home and felt that the real estate agents or whomever the real estate agents were bringing into the house were damaging it. So they caught them on video robbing her. And it's funny because it's like, why are you telling people you ain't home?
Well,
why you got your address on there? Why, you know, it's just a bunch of whys of just, you know, there's certain, like, if somebody calls your phone, that's easy. Hang up. Tell them not to call you no more.
Well,
I mean, report them. Whatever you got to do, but as far as, like, having my address, no.
Well, but that goes to, I think, what you were speaking of earlier. Some people just aren't smart.
So what you think about the census people right now? Because there was a big argument, actually, that I saw on Facebook between some people that thought that it was important, and another person didn't think it was so important to give all their information out to the census.
I mean, one, AT&T, Cox, all these other Comcast, all these other telecommunication cable giants have already been giving out the information anyway. You already know from school registration, from utility bills. I mean, for them to say, oh, we need somebody to go door to door to find out what we already know, I don't think so. We have the technology where they already know who's where. I think it's more, and it goes to the whole undocumented immigrants deal. You want to deal with those folks and trying to, I guess, for me as a conspiracy guy, this is more for setting up martial law where you got to know everybody, what your situation is. I mean, we already give up enough info. I, myself, that whole old census, you get dollars for your community and all this other nice shit that they put in the commercial.
Okay.
Nah.
Propaganda.
Yeah. I'm like this. Look, you have a big batch of unemployed people. Unemployed people do not pay taxes. Taxes are what fund the municipalities and things that you do in your community and neighborhood anyway. I mean, we all
right.
know every state is broke.
Right.
I mean, the United States is in crazy debt. I mean, it's not even crazy. We're in debt that belongs in the mental home.
You know, so, wait a minute, what did you say? It flows into where?
It belongs in the mental home. Our debt is so ridiculously insane. There's no amount of medicine that can calm our debt down.
Okay.
You know,
that's a good way to put it.
Yeah, we I mean, are there numbers for our debt? I mean, can we count that high?
I didn't even know that. Yeah,
our calculators don't go that high.
Well, maybe that's what Buzz Lightyear is talking about.
Yeah, well, I mean, but that's the whole issue. You know, a lot of people talk about these issues. Oh, and we're for this, we're for that, but nobody ever talks about the bottom line. And that's the bottom line issue there. I mean, census, okay, whatever. I might fill it out, I might not. Doesn't matter. Will it really matter in the grand scheme of things? You know who I am anyway. Or at least you know who part of them are. Yeah, if they want to.
Well, you were mentioning earlier, you were mentioning the immigration of Mexican of the border. And wasn't there an incident recently in Arizona?
Well, there's been a few incidents in Arizona. I mean, well, not just Arizona, the whole Southwest. I mean, right here in San Diego, a guy was beat to death, and it was ruled a homicide, an illegal immigrant. And, you know, they investigated it. They came out, said it was a homicide. It's no big deal because he was a legal immigrant. But for me, it's kind of troubling that they can beat a man to death, not for a crime. But, he committed a crime because he tried to enter into the country illegally. But you just deport him. You know, killing somebody, I mean, that some people will say, well, they sent the right message. I don't know. And then we talk about Arizona. There's been a couple of incidents we talked about before where people get pulled over, a guy who's a U.S. citizen got pulled over. And he had his driver's license, but they required his birth certificate. His wife had to come down not only with his paperwork, but her paperwork so that she doesn't get taken. And that's the kind of stuff that's happening. I mean, you know, Arizona is all fucked up. What they're doing down there is on a whole nother level of what we call profiling, because obviously the fact that you have people who I think we lost Ms. Vijayjay, but we will get her right back here. But obviously we have a lot of people that recognize that, yeah, there's an issue down there.
Hello, you've reached Kenya Hill with Brick House.
No, didn't want to do that. Let's try one more time. But once again, we talk about this issue. I mean, it's a very serious issue. A very, very serious issue. And nobody's talking about it practically.
Uh-huh.
And glad to have you back. Anyway, I was saying, nobody's taking this issue seriously, the practical part of it. I mean, yeah, we need to secure the borders. We need to keep people who are illegal immigrants from coming in and into the country illegally. You're going to have them in, have them legal, all that, support all that. But the whole violence and the whole vigilante, I'm going to shoot them up, bang, bang, attitude that's happening, it's out of control.
Yeah. That is out of control. And I guess personally, I don't really understand the issue. I mean, because this country, I mean, we were taught growing up as a melting pot. So however people get here is how they get here.
Right.
I mean, pretty much, right? I mean, as long as we're trying to go through the process of becoming a citizen or whatever, I really don't understand what the issue is. They're people that work. I can't say that I necessarily know anybody or, you know, whatever, but it seems like they work, I mean, generally, and I'm not so probably redneckish to say, but I don't get the issue of even the attack. Because I know that in the Midwest, there were laws passed several years ago where they were trying to imprison them and then finally deport them. But it became too, I guess, expensive for them to actually do that. I'm not really sure why it never, you know, was enforced. But for it to be enforced in a violent manner, man, please go somewhere else. Those are people.
Right.
You know they're coming here. You let them come here. Act like they can't be here now. And they're almost indigenous to that area anyway. So you're pulling people out of their homes that probably are here legally. And that may as well be back to the KKK days. Gone somewhere.
Right. Well, so, that's the point. We're talking about, you say indigenous, and then you say, okay, vigilantes. I mean, if I'm not mistaken, that's how the KKK started. I mean, as vigilantes against and upholding the sovereign right laws of the United States when, if I'm not mistaken, we already got these laws on the book. We already have Border Patrol. I've stated over and over again, if you want to stop illegal immigration, hey, find the people who are hiring the illegal immigrants, $100,000 per immigrant. I guarantee you that shit will dry up. The only reason why they're here and they're working with jobs is because these companies, let me say it with a verb in it, these punk-ass companies are hiring them because they don't want to pay you a real wage. Period.
Right.
Nobody wants to touch that. That's the issue. It's the companies that's hiring their ass. But, hey, what do I know? You know, and
I have my own turn for it.
Yeah, me neither. And speaking of criminals and criminal shit, there was a porn actor who got upset and killed a couple of his coworkers on the job. Yeah, because they told him he had to go. And, yeah, he grabbed the samurai sword prop, whatnot, and he attacked a couple of his coworkers, and one of the men died. Now, mind you, these are probably like naked men fighting on the set of a porno movie. I'm surprised this had YouTube. Anyway, he was a porn actor. And
okay.
Yeah. And the story was he was lounging around, and I guess he got into a little altercation with a couple of the guys, whatnot, because they told him he had to leave the premises, whatnot. And so they kicked him out. And he was upset about it, so he grabbed the samurai sword and started cutting them, which resulted in the death of one. So
now, were these the porn actors that he cut, or like the directors? You're saying that they were like in the act of making the porn, and he had the samurai sword, and he came in and just started cutting folks.
Yeah. Well, what happened was the police, and this happened last week, the police were called to a home following reports of an assault with a deadly weapon. You know, this is a home that was being used for porn films, but shoots had ended. Said he was at the house, he was hanging out with them, and then they say, without provocation, he grabbed a sword, which is used as a prop, and he attacked one of the men. And when the other two men tried to stop it, he attacked them too, and somebody died. Now, what happens is they catch up to him at the cliffs, and
at the whale.
And they caught up to him at the cliffs in West Hills. They tasered him, and he fell off the cliff and died. The police said he jumped, but it's unclear what caused his death. Now, to me, to say it's unclear what caused his death, I'm going to guess the fall.
What? No, they're saying whether or not he caused it or they caused it.
They tasered him. Yeah, they tasered him on the cliff, and he fell and he died.
So I wouldn't guess he jumped. I wouldn't say he jumped if they tased him. Now, if he was going to jump, that is kind of crazy. Why would you tase somebody when they're standing on the cliff? Was he going to attack them with the somewhere thing?
That remains in. Well, I guess we have Law and Order to see it. They do the reenactment.
Four, don't get that. I can't stand it.
No, it's funny because this is one of them cases where I could be wrong for saying this, but I'm like, I don't mind that the dude died. He killed somebody. And he attacked somebody.
Yeah. I mean, I ain't tripping on it. I'm just saying let him suffer and do his time versus getting the, you know, leave. You know, don't come kill. You know, you kill somebody, you cut him up with a sword and he's crazy.
Yeah, I mean, but see, that's not a police brutality. I'm for police brutality when it's against somebody that was brutal.
Yeah, but I hate to see people die and their insanity. Because people can change.
Yeah, they could.
I hate for them to try to go out in the blaze of glory like that. But I'm like, you really bitch, because you can't handle nothing. Whatever.
Yeah, well, that whole blaze of glory, all that stuff,
yeah.
If you're going out in a blaze of glory, it's got to be for something that means something, not just you going out a blaze of glory for what? For nothing? Shit's got to mean
something. One, you're a porn star. Two, you got fired for being a porn star. Who gets fired for being a porn star? It's a porn. Everybody does it. Do you know anybody that didn't get here from somebody doing it?
Well,
but they had something put in them like they was doing it anyway. So,
well, he was.
Come on, man.
It was hard for him to keep it up.
Apparently.
Yeah,
that's what I think. I was going to ask you, was the penis empty? Because he got the sword.
That might have been it. You know,
that was my first thought on it.
Penis envy is a bitch. Penis envy
is
definitely a bitch. You know, there's so many drugs out here now for men. I mean, we're at a ridiculous level now. I mean, we got the Viagra, Cialis, Enzyte. I mean, and they just keep coming up with stuff. You know, it's on a whole nother level.
Mm-hmm.
sprays to keep men from prematurely ejaculating. Where there's this one spray that they're testing out where the guy is, who, if you're like a minute man, it triples your response. So instead of that minute, in the science,
you get 3?
You get 3.3 minutes.
Oh goodness.
Now,
okay,
I don't...
Okay, so if you double the dosage?
Yeah. And then you get 6.
You know what I'm talking about. They get that out on the show. I mean, not for anybody I deal with. But I'm just saying my friends have told me.
Your friends have told you?
What did I say?
I'm saying, though, is there a real difference between 1 minute and 3?
I would guess no. That's why I'm laughing and thinking that they should up the dosage depending on their, you know,
their
stamina or self-control. I would call it self-control because to me, that's the lack if you're a grown man and can't control that. You can never, ever, you don't need to have sex with nobody. You need to just jack off all the time. That needs to be what you're doing. Be happy with that because you don't deserve it.
They're just saying that 3 minutes, it's like, it's a hardcore intense 3 minutes.
Yeah.
I just say, homie, y'all need to do some push-ups and sit-ups. That's all I say. Nothing else. You know, I mean, I'm just going to say, you know, I got like half a muscle here and there. I don't have a six-pack. I got like 3.5. But, you know, I can go long with the 3 minutes.
That's okay. That's okay. It ain't like you rolling with the 2 liter. And why with the 2? What's the 2 liter look like?
Yeah. All right. You're gonna get off.
I'm gonna say the gallon. I'm gonna say the gallon. Is that the gallon or the double gallon? I don't know. But either way, no.
Yeah.
No.
Moving on.
Come on, Dick. I've been messing with you.
I know. I'm good.
I'm not talking. I ain't talking about you, honey.
No,
Go ahead.
Hey, I'm good. I can talk about Dick, but people would say that's nepotism. So?
Yeah. Okay.
We ain't going to talk about Dick because talking about Dick is boring. I see myself all the time. So, supporting the troops. You know, you always hear that. We support the troops. You support the troops. We support the troops. God bless the troops. We support the troops. Unfortunately, you know, a lot of that is bullshit. You know, perfect example here is a former Oregon National Guard and Purple Heart recipient. He was billed military issued equipment he lost after he was shot and evacuated from the country. Gary Fleeter II, who got shot in September 2007, he gets a bill from federal government for $3,175.88, which, of course, he couldn't afford to pay. So the federal government began taking $120 out of his Social Security disability check each month. They also froze his federal tax return.
What you talking about, really?
Yeah. Now, imagine that. You go out there, you serve your country, you know, fighting for the so-called freedom of the country, whatever, in that war that He wasn't supposed to be fighting men anyway. And what does he get for his troubles? A bill. He gets shot. And they said that he lost his equipment. I'm thinking that if I get shot, the last thing I'm thinking about is the fucking equipment. I'm like, I'm shot.
Yeah.
You know, now what they say is his unit is supposed to keep up with his equipment. But it didn't happen. And so it got lost. And instead of just writing it off and say taking it as a loss, our federal government bills a soldier that you gave the Purple Heart to. And he can't work.
Well, we support.
We support the troops.
Well, we support them in theory. We just not financially.
But it's nothing to argue. We support the troops.
We support them.
Yeah. We support the troops.
Who's asking Obama's going to get for that?
See, this is what...
I'm going to send him a letter and ask him to get for that. I'm going to send him a YouTube message and ask him to get for that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Probably not. Because it's something important. You know, and it shows the hypocrisy. People care about all kinds of unimportant shit, and you know they always say the rhetoric about supporting the troops and we down for our troops and the American people whatnot. But then you always hear about these stories. I mean, you don't even want to go to a VA hospital. I mean, the stories and you see the guys in there who fought for their country, and this country treats them like shit. Come back from...
When did this country not treat its veterans like shit? That's the whole point of not having this draft now.
Right.
Right?
Right.
When did they not? When did they... Could you... I mean, seriously, I'm really trying to think because I'm not sure. Was there a point where they treated them well?
No.
When they had jobs, when they got back?
But that's the point. Whenever we want to hype up a war, they talk about support the troops, we love the troops, we support you, we honor you, except for when your ass comes back and you're crippled. Then it's after you. You know, that the whole healthcare debate. These are some of the people who would benefit from the healthcare. Because a lot of them, once they've gotten out of the military or whatnot, they don't get proper care. But that doesn't really matter. But they're just troops, right?
Have you ever been to a VA hospital?
Oh, man. That's our cue. I want to say thank you, Miss Virginia, for coming on the show. As always, you brighten our day and our night and our mid-evening with your presence.
I couldn't hear the last thing you said.
I said, as always, you brighten our day, night, evening, and our mid-afternoon also. Thank you for coming on, and as always, I extend a hand out to you.
Thank you.
You have open arms.
Thank you for having me. I always enjoyed our chat. I'm sorry I was so serious. We'll have more fun in the future.
Yeah, we'll have more fun next time. So that means you're coming back, right?
Yeah, of course.
All right. Okay. With that. All right. With that, Dick Hugger from my home, Bonita Virginia. Smooth Drama. We out. Peace.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama.
Together you got
smooth.
Drama.
Smooth.